I'd like to call to order the meeting, the February 28th meeting of the Sylvania City Council Employee and Community Relations Committee. It's 7:45, and we are here with members of Council Lukey, Capellini, Hussman, Westfall, Mayor Stow, Mr. Sanford from the administration, and Natalie Trusso from the Blade. And Leslie Branning from the administration. We are here really for a single issue, and it's to follow up on our earlier discussion and conversation about an appropriate recognition for Eddie Boggs, who, as we all know, recently passed. Our initial conversation led us to the notion of naming the park, the small park at the corner of Maplewood and Main, after Eddie. We asked Leslie to do some discovery with the owners of that parcel. They own it, but lease it to the city. And I think that they were generally supportive of the idea, but they also, in various ways, signaled that perhaps they feel it might be appropriate as well to recognize their family for the use of the park space from these many years. And we appreciate that, and we appreciate Eddie. So I guess my thought today is maybe we could come up with a different thought for Eddie and kind of leave the environment clear for naming the park some other way over time. Just to expedite the conversation, the two ideas that I've heard, you may have some others, are taking some piece of that park, the stage, the fountain, something, whatever we have there, and name it after Eddie. The other is to take the entire intersection, which is the Main and Maplewood intersection, and name it Eddie Boggs Square. Do some signage, Mr. Mayor, not unlike what we do for the LPGA winner each year.
Like we did over here at Silicon
Drive. Yes, for Judy Young.
No.
Oh, for Chip Davis, that's exactly right.
You could put one of those on the north and south traffic light.
Yes. Yes. And in checking the legislation, the enabling legislation, that seems totally consistent with what we're able to do. So we really want to give the administration some direction, I think, in terms of how to proceed with this. And so we need to have some conversation about that. Any thoughts?
I really like the Eddie Boggs Square idea, just because once you put it on a pole, it's not going to go anywhere versus something that's labeled in a park. You just don't know, like, how that park is going to evolve in 10, 20 years, if is the use going to change, or are things going to fall apart. But the square would always be there.
Well, I agree with that, and that's kind of where we all stood and looked at the stage and watched Eddie perform, and I think that's a perfect idea.
Yeah, you know, you're right. That intersection is so ingrained mm-hmm. with Eddie's involvement with the community for so many years.
Yeah,
yeah, you're right about that. Mary?
It's like a good win, you know, a nice compromise. If the park, I think the Watkins made a very good, they have a good thought in terms of the park and their continued involvement there, so the square looks like a
right.
good strategy.
And The Watkins and the Reeb families have had a similarly heavy impact on our
Absolutely.
Community.
Absolutely.
And that needs to be recognized yeah. at some point as well. So I think this is a good solution. Mayor, any thoughts about that?
I think it's appropriate.
Okay, I think we need
to
make
those signs in our own sign shop.
Right.
And we can schedule a ceremony. There is, we've heard about that the schools are planning a program for Eddie Boggs. I think it's August 14th.
Is that the same one as the chamber?
Yeah,
I think we talked about that last time. And I think there was some discussion, Mayor, about kind of lining up this formalizing this with that ceremony.
That will work. And I think that's probably the better one, but also Eddie Boggs and Art Van Zandt will be recognized on Arbor Day coming up next month.
That's very cool.
April 25th.
Yeah.
So there are two opportunities. However, the chamber event downtown probably makes more sense because it's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
I talked to Pat at the chamber, and she thought, when I said we'd probably be doing something, and her thought was to start the evening you know, whatever the time, so I would say it's 5 o'clock, we do the dedication or the unveiling of the sign, and then people walk over to the historic village. That's where this event is going to be. There's going to be a lot of musicians there, I guess.
Carrie Clark, I think, in particular.
And it'll be, you know, it's an idea for a fundraiser to raise money for the scholarship in Eddie's name.
That's great.
So does that mean there'll be an admission to the event?
Yes, this will be a ticketed type thing to, you know, $30 or something. I don't know if she said it yet, but the idea is to raise money to start the scholarship fund.
But there'd be an initial public ceremony, is that what you're saying?
Right. Anybody could come to the city event on the street, and then those with tickets to the event then can walk over and start the event.
When we had the ceremony out here at Silica in Sylvania, we were able, or your crew was able to somehow cover the sign with a cover, and we let him pull it down. Chip Davis pulled on the sign on the rope and uncovered it. And a gleeful moment.
And that would be an appropriate thing for the family to do. Yeah. Well, we need a motion to recommend to council on Monday night that we direct the administration to proceed this way.
So moved.
Second.
Second, moved by Ms. Hussman, seconded by Ms. Capellini. All in favor, aye. All opposed, say it. All opposed, no, say it.
I'm sorry, I came for Eddie, but I couldn't get here because my heater went across the
room. Well, here, step, come on in. We're just finishing talking about this.
Thank you.
Sandy Graytop has joined us from Olander Park.
Good morning.
Are you retired?
Well, retired, it could be a better word.
No.
I am terminated. Oh. It's sort of fun to say. I got a pink slip.
Okay, well,
I'm starting my next 13-year career.
Okay. Well, the question at the table, we sort of thought that a way to address the Eddie piece is to name the intersection at Main and Maplewood, Eddie Black Square.
We were just like me.
Literally going to vote on it as you walked in the door. Any additional thoughts about that?
I was literally looking at that spot. I saw Eddie there last fall. It sounds wonderful.
Okay, that's where we all stood.
Isn't it amazing?
Good. Well, there's a motion on the table. Moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? No. None. We recommend to council that the administration pursue the naming of the intersection as Eddie Black Square and facilitate
and
coordinate that with
you. That might be the right solution.
Yeah. Well, I think we want to leave that to your discretion. Okay, good. Anything else for this committee? We have another one in 3 minutes.
No, you do.
I was not talking to you. I was talking to the tape. So if there's no other business, we're adjourned at 7:56. But we're glad you're